Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few moments to contemplate astronomy and what is going on up there in space. Today, a little history lesson which I hope will amuse. Nowadays, we know a fair amount about planetary motion. We can predict very precisely where planets will be, and we understand the laws governing their motion. These were set out by Johannes Kepler in the early 1600s, a long time ago now. Kepler's work, published between 1609 and 1619, improved the heliocentric theory of Nicolaus Copernicus, who, by the way, was not the first who thought that the Earth revolved around the Sun, but the most infamous and influential in modern science. Kepler's laws explain how the planet's speeds varied and have elliptical orbits rather than, what was then chapter and verse at the time, circular orbits with epicycles. And epicycles were a kind of cute little fudge factor to cope with the fact that what we observed down here on Earth rather rudely did not conform to what we thought it should, which is that the Earth was thought of as the centre of the universe. So further back in 375, before the Common Era, Plato wrote a piece called The Spindle of Necessity, in which he describes the planets. And here is an excerpt, and it's all quite charming. It's very different to today's dry and often mathematical scientific texts, with its mixture of mythology and observation. So this is what the philosopher Plato wrote about planets. Now when the spirits, which were in the meadow, had tarried 7 days, on the eighth they were obliged to proceed on their journey, and on the fourth day after they came to a place where they could see from above a line of light straight as a column extending right through the whole heaven and through the earth in colour resembling a rainbow, only brighter and purer. Another day's journey brought them to the place, and there in the midst of the light they saw the ends of the chains of heaven let down from above. For this light is the belt of heaven, and holds together the circle of the universe like the undergirders of a trireme. And a trireme, for those who don't know, is a kind of a boat. From these ends is extended the spindle of necessity, on which all the revolutions turn. The shaft and hook of this spindle are made of steel, and the wall is made partly of steel and also partly of other materials. Now the wall, in form, like the wall used on Earth, and the description of it implied that there is one large hollow wall, that is W-H-O-R-L, by the way, which is quite scooped out, and into this is fitted another lesser one, and another, and another, and another, and four others, making eight in all, like vessels which fit into one another. And these show their edges on the upper side and on the lower side altogether form one continuous wall. So I know it's very difficult on radio to get across what Plato's actually meaning here. I think it means kind of like wheels within wheels. Anyway, this is pierced by the spindle, which is driven home through the centre of the eighth. The largest fixed stars, that means planets, is spangled, and the seventh, or sun, is brightest. The eighth, or moon, coloured by the reflected light of the seventh. The second and fifth, that's Saturn and Mercury, are in colour like one another, and yellower than the preceding. And the third, which is Venus, has the whitest light of all. And the fourth, Mars, is reddish, and the sixth, Jupiter, is whiteness second. Now, the whole spindle has the same motion, but as the whole revolves in one direction, the seven inner circles move slowly in the other, and of these, the swiftest is the eighth. The spindle turns on the knees of necessity, and on the upper surface of each circle is a siren who goes round with them, hymning a single tone or note. So this is fine music, radio listeners will be very interested that Plato thought there was music in all this. The eight together form one harmony, and round about at equal intervals there is another band, three in number, each sitting upon her throne, and these are the Fates, daughters of necessity, who are clothed in white robes and have chaplets upon their heads, Lachesis and Clotho and Atropos, who accompany with their voices the harmony of the sirens, Lachesis singing of the past, Clotho of the present, and Atropos of the future. Well, I must say, I think that's rather lovely, even though it doesn't match quite what we believe now. Well, back to Earth. Tomorrow, Saturday the 23rd, there will be an open night at the observatory, and the talk is entitled Expansion of the Centre for High Performance Computing Facility Towards a Petascale System, and which is all, I guess, to do with the needs for big data and the square kilometre array. So that's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. All are welcome at the observatory. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.